Despite the ongoing airstrikes, there was further defiance today of the U.S.-led anti-terror coalition. A spokesman for the Al-Qaeda terrorist network warned the U.S. and Britain to leave the Arabian Peninsula and warned Muslims in the two nations not to travel on planes. In Afghanistan, Taliban leaders said they would never surrender Osama bin Laden. Taliban officials said their military bases in Kandahar province had been hit in the strikes. From Islamabad, Pakistan, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
The Taliban Supreme Leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, today rejected President Bush's offer of a second chance if the Taliban gave up Osama bin Laden. "We are not giving up anyone," Mullah Omar said in a statement distributed by the Islamabad-based Afghan Islamic Press. He said his country was being unfairly targeted and that the U.S., according to Omar, is making our children orphans and our women widows. And he again appealed to Muslims worldwide to come to the Taliban's aid. The Taliban Information Minister, Mullah Qudratullah Jamal, said Osama is not the issue, that the U.S. intention is a war against Muslims and Afghans, and our struggle to defend our homeland and Islam, the Information Minister said, will continue until the last breath. U.S. aircraft and cruise missiles today struck at targets near the Afghan capital Kabul, the southern city of Kandahar, and the eastern city of Jalalabad after a timeout on Friday, the Muslim day of prayer. In the capital Kabul, residents say they heard many explosions on the outskirts of the city, including near the airport. The Taliban Information Minister confirmed the airport was hit and said that many people were killed, but offered no details. Overall, Taliban officials say more than 300 people have been killed since the U.S. attacks began on Sunday. The Taliban claims of casualties are impossible to confirm independently. American officials say the U.S. does not target civilians and regrets any unintended loss of life. Nonetheless, reports of hundreds of civilian deaths have been front-page news in the local papers here in Pakistan, where President Musharraf is already under pressure from militant religious parties opposed to Pakistan's decision to support the U.S., and where sympathy for the Taliban, Osama bin Laden, and the people of neighboring Afghanistan is strong. Pakistan Foreign Ministry spokesman Riaz Mohammad Khan acknowledged the sensitivity of the issue for Pakistan at a briefing today.
When innocent lives are lost, we feel pain, we feel sorrow, we regret. But we are also told and assured again and again that the purpose is very focused, that this fight is not against Afghanistan or the Afghan people.
Meanwhile, Afghans continue to leave the cities where the bombing is heaviest. Reports from local aid workers in Kabul say most fleeing the capital are heading for villages outside the city, not for neighboring Pakistan or Iran, both of which closed their borders before the strikes began. So far, the relief agency's worst-case scenario of more than 1 million refugees heading for the borders hasn't occurred, but few are ruling out the possibility it still might. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.